This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Several thousand locals who are unhappy with the way the Trump administration is running the country marched through downtown Chicago this weekend. Addison Woodward came to the hands-off rally with a cardboard sign that read, "Muck Fusk." Woodward is 85, and he says he was rattled by the news of the mass layoffs at the Department of Health and Human Services last week. He fears this move will cripple scientific research and leave America unprepared to tackle future pandemics.
It is such a sad time for this country. And anything I can do, I will try and do.
Some at the rally held signs advocating for abortion and LGBTQ rights. Others waved Palestinian and Ukrainian flags. Over 1,000 hands-off rallies took place in all 50 states this weekend. Medical students at Northwestern University are urging their teaching hospital to resume surgeries for transgender youth. A few months ago, Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago canceled surgery appointments for several young people. That was after an executive order from President Trump threatened to cut federal funding. Adam Davies is a first-year medical student at Northwestern and has had a double mastectomy. They co-wrote a letter to leaders at the hospital and the medical school.
This policy that Northwestern Medicine has is pretty out of line with my values as a student. I also think it's out of line with their values as an institution.
More than 100 students signed the letter. It says canceling surgeries could impact their training and alienate transgender patients and faculty. Northwestern did not comment. A Chinese gynecologist is teaching and doing research on maternal health in Uganda. Nicole Williams is there on a six-month-long Fulbright scholarship. It's a long-standing international exchange program that connects Americans to the world. But less than a month into her mission, Williams learned that the Trump administration froze the funding for her program. She says that now she's trying to keep a stiff upper lip for her students.
I don't want my students or my residents to feel like, you know, I'm going to disappear at any moment. So I'm doing my best just to show up every day, keep a smile on my face, and just hope everything works out.
William says she has some savings to keep her afloat for about a month or two. And after that, she says, she'll have to cut her mission short and come back to Chicago. The funding freeze is part of the Trump administration's efforts to end wasteful spending. The Illinois Department of Transportation reports 81 teen drivers and passengers died in car crashes in 2023. Republican State Representative Ryan Spain of Peoria is pushing a bill to combat these statistics. The proposed bill would prohibit drivers under the age of 18 from driving passengers under the age of 20, unless they're siblings or the driver's child. Spain says the law would reduce distractions for teen drivers.
An idea that maybe we can make a difference in the lives of young people, of young drivers who are at such an impressionable age as they begin their experience driving.
Under the new law, violators could see their driver's licenses suspended for 6 months. The bill is up for debate soon on the Illinois House floor. Some more things you should know today. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is threatening to sue the Trump administration if it withholds some funding for public schools. The Education Department said it would withhold money if school districts continue the diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that the administration considers illegal. Johnson tells WBEZ and the Sun-Times that the city schools would not abandon those initiatives. The federal funding in jeopardy supports students from low-income families. The Chicago-based American Library Association has unveiled the 10 most challenged books of 2024. It's led by George M. Johnson's All Boys Aren't Blue, and also features Maya Kobabe's Genderqueer, Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye, and John Green's Looking for Alaska. Most of the books listed have LGBTQ themes. Other objections involved references to drug addiction, such as Ellen Hopkins' Crank, and to slavery and sexual abuse, including those in Patricia McCormick's Sold. The list is included in the State of American Libraries report issued Monday. The association has found more than 70% of attempted bans of a given title or titles came from organized groups and elected officials. Today's weather will be cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers starting late this morning and a high around 40 degrees. Tonight we'll have scattered snow showers, but not much accumulation and a low of 24. Tomorrow, we're expecting it to be sunny with a high of 42. And that's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.